Several of the proposals would change or end Petersburg's sales tax exemption for senior citizens, and a few of them generated a little discussion and dissension. Assemblymember J. Stanton Greger reiterated he thought all of the changes should be decided by local voters.
As a citizen, I don't think I'll vote for some of these, but as an assembly person, I will definitely vote for it because I think it is up to the voters to decide whether they want these.
One change would sunset the senior exemption after 2019. Only those people who've qualified for the exemption by the end of that year would continue to qualify. For everyone else, the senior exemption would end. Vice Mayor Cindy Logadakis did not support that change.
And I guess my only concern with this particular ordinance is that it sets up two classes of people and a very arbitrary date. And that, to me, doesn't seem entirely fair. So I will not be voting for it.
The initial vote on that exemption was 3-2, and it failed, with Logadakis and Bob Lynn voting no. However, during a break in the meeting, the Assembly learned that member John Haverlick had been listening into the meeting and was trying but unable to add his vote. At the end of the meeting, the Assembly agreed to reconsider the sunsetting vote. That means it will be up for second and possibly a third reading at the Assembly's first meeting in August. Several other senior exemption ballot questions were passed in second reading this month with little or no discussion. One would eliminate the senior exemption for Alaska residents outside of Petersburg's borough boundaries. Another would limit the exemption only to purchases of groceries and home heating fuel for all seniors. Yet another would create a one-year residency requirement for the senior exemption. All of those passed 5-0 without discussion. Another change came out of a recommendation from the borough's sales tax committee. That group suggested raising the borough's overall sales tax exemption, or cap, from $1,200 to $1,500. For big-ticket items over that cap amount, purchasers do not pay any sales tax. Assembly members wanted voters to consider raising it to $2,000. Committee Chair Sue Flint asked the Assembly to consider the smaller increase.
We felt like that was the same as Wrangell and as Sitka. And one of the things we learned during that process was that Juneau fishing boats were filling up in Petersburg because they liked our sales tax cap. And we want to keep that happening.
Meanwhile, Assemblymember Nancy Strand was not interested in the smaller tax cap.
In Juneau, the tax cap is $7,500, so I suspect there will be still a large number of Juneau boats filling up here, even with the $2,000 tax cap.
Kurt Walhuter offered an amendment to raise the cap only to the $1,500 level. That failed 3-2, with Bob Lynn and Strand voting no. The main motion, unamended with a $2,000 cap, then passed 5-0. An excise tax on cigarettes, tobacco, and e-cigarettes also passed unanimously in second reading. That would add $2 for a pack of cigarettes, or 45% of the wholesale cost of other tobacco products, if voters approve that change. The Assembly will take up the final readings of those ballot questions in August. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.